This evening, we have been on Sunday mornings throughout Advent, we have been building this manger scene in front of you. And we talked about a son being sent. We'll put him in there. And we talked about a mother being moved. And we put her in there. We talked about a father being forged. He even has an arm now. She didn't have an arm on the Sunday we spoke about. I mean, he had an arm, it just wasn't attached. And we talked about the shepherd being shaped. And on Sunday we're going to talk about the gifts being given through the three kings, sort of. That'll be a little teaser. Maybe they weren't kings. Maybe there weren't three. We'll have to wait and find out till Sunday. What I want to talk about tonight is the angel. And I don't have a special little... The announcement of the angel. How's that? The angel making announcements. I thought I would be witty and wise because I looked at the internet. Have you ever looked at the internet? It's pretty good. No? Never? Wow. There's this fascinating thing called YouTube on the internet. I don't know if any of you have heard of that either. But there is, on YouTube and among a bunch of other places, social media, stuff like that, there is something that I was not aware of. And then I went and said at the dinner table, here's something that I was not aware of, but I find fascinating. And then I shared it, and I'll share it in a second. And my wife, Janine, said, I just read about that in Our Daily Bread earlier this week. And I'm like, oh, well, I was clueless. But through a variety of sources, I was told of a detail of the Charlie Brown Christmas that I had never noticed before. And so I, as a subscriber to Apple TV, watched Charlie Brown Christmas on Apple TV. This is not a plug for Apple TV, and I think that they should broadcast it on regular TV so that everyone can see it. But all of you, I'm sure, are aware, because you are much more computer savvy than I am, that part of the Charlie Brown Christmas is that Linus tells exactly what we just read. Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. What I didn't know, Linus, who has a security blanket, holds on to that blanket in all the cartoons, in all the comic strips, and everything. He's constantly holding on to this security blanket. Can't get rid of it. Except during the Charlie Brown Christmas special, when he does it twice. The first time is that he uses his security blanket as he approaches the stage. And he says, and lo, there were shepherds in the fields nearby, watching their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, fear not. And when he says fear not, he drops the blanket. He drops his security blanket. He tells the rest of the angel story. And says, Charlie Brown, that's what Christmas is all about. And then picks up his blanket and walks off. And you would think that that's the end. And that's most of the time, that's all that they said in the Daily Bread, correct? But it's not all that Linus does with that blanket in the Christmas special. They see Charlie Brown's tree at the end. And the Charlie Brown tree has one ornament, and it's looped over and sad looking. And Linus says, all this tree needs is a little love. He takes his blanket and wraps it around the tree. giving this tree his security, as he defines it, as love. These are what I believe Charles Schulz's subtle nod to the transforming truth of Christmas and of Jesus' birth. It's in what the angels said. It's in what the shepherds heard. But what did they say that would bring solace to our souls? And the first thing is, we need not fear on account of the angel's message. The first thing that the shepherds are told in Matthew 2, do not be afraid. And if we read it this afternoon, Matthew. When Debbie read it, she read it in the NIV, which is what we have before us, which is excellent. But there is a word here that is not in the original language. The word for, the Greek word gar. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news. Do not be afraid because I'm bringing you good news that you can see, that you can hear. We have a reason to cease our fearfulness. That good news. The angel proclaimed some reassuring facts. They told him what would happen, when it would happen, today. They told him where it would happen, in the city of David. And they told them how it would happen. That you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. That's the good news. And that good news is of great joy. A Savior has been born to you, the long-anticipated Christ, the long-anticipated Messiah has come. And this will be good news for all people. It's good news for humble shepherds and high kings like Herod. It's good news for the young and the old, for Mary and Joseph. Mary, who was probably 14. And Joseph, who might have been in his 20s. But also for Anna and Simeon later in Luke, who are in their senior years. And it's good news for all nations. This is in the center of the Roman world. But it also reaches to the farthest reaches of the Eastern world, where these magi from the East have come. The promised deliverer of God's people has arrived, and the dawning of a new day has burst forth, and the darkness has begun to dissipate. So that fear that we have of maybe hopelessness, of maybe abandon, of ever-increasing darkness has gone away because of the angel's message. But we also need not fear on account of God's favor. Because it's not only news, it's not only the announcement, but it's also the great company of the heavenly host. It's the military installation of God from heaven that comes forth, that appears to them and says, glory to God in the highest. The culmination of God's eternal purposes. The glory of the temple, the very presence of God now resides with you. And as we have sung in all these hymns earlier, this theme of Emmanuel, God is with us. And we're provided with peace of earth. earthly peace, of contentment and blessing, of heavenly peace with forgiveness and reconciliation. Heaven and earth burst forth into praise upon the provision of God for his people. Now, the problem with us is that we cannot manufacture peace. We have, throughout all human existence, been at war with one another, either literally or figuratively. We are at war within ourselves. And there seems to be solutions that we give ourselves, but they never last. There is hopes that we have. There is this goodwill that we can share today and tomorrow. But by the first of the year, or maybe if we're stuck in traffic, or if they won't return the things we receive, then maybe our goodwill dissipates. We can't manufacture God's glory. We can't manufacture God's peace. Only God can. And the fact is, we no longer have to live in doubt, fearing God's displeasure or fearing God's disharmony. We can enjoy God's grace now, because of what the angels declared, that there is now glory on earth and peace that rests on us as humanity. We need not fear on account of Christ's presence either. We share in what the shepherds saw and heard. We are able to cease our great fear because we are able to see that God's word, God's promises are faithful, that he declares this to the angels, and the angels say, let us go and let us see this thing that has been made known to us. And they see that God keeps his word and keeps his promise, that there is a child in a manger. And all the rest seem to fit in place. If this is true, which is the most absurd of all, everyone was anticipating that the Messiah would come. No one was anticipating that he would be born in a manger among livestock. And once that happens, well, why isn't the rest of the story true? And so they depart with praise and with glory, glorifying God. And because Jesus has appeared, because he has made his dwelling among us, because he has decided to pitch a tent and enflesh his divine presence and live among us, the law and the prophets are fulfilled. The ransom has been paid. We have heard God's teachings. We have been called to repentance and been given sight despite our blindness. We have been given abundant life. We've been given the light. We've been given salvation. None of these things we can procure for ourselves. We can't save ourselves. But Christ has come as the Savior. We no longer live in fear that God has abandoned us to our sin. Do not fear. The Savior is here. That is what this angel declares, and that is what we hold dear tonight and every day. We're all like Linus in a way. We all have some sort of security blanket. Maybe it's relationships that make us feel safe. Or maybe it's resources that help us feel secure. But those things, as wonderful as they are insufficient. We need a savior. We require a deliverer. We cannot do enough. God calms our fears and gives us Jesus. Do not fear, for the Savior is here. We've been given the good news of great joy that will be for all people. A Savior has been born to you. And he is Christ the Lord. Do not fear, for the Savior is here. I'm going to put the angel back. Thank you. Angel's going to fall over, I'm sure. Oh, well. Let's spend just a moment in prayer.